Hello.
Hello.
I'm a slightly tired human being named Filthy. I'm sat next to a human being who's barely woken up named Arcadian Lady. We're about to make for you a podcast as best we can. It's called Incompletely Articulate.
This is episode 40, and I'm sure by now that you know that we will each be performing for you something we've written in the last week, and it's Phil's turn to go first. So what's yours about this week?
So I've sort of got one overextended metaphor.
Awesome.
I never wanted to be a symphony. I never thought my life would be full of fully explored themes with carefully plotted arcs of atmosphere, amplified by ornate orchestration with a vast supporting cast. I kind of thought my life would be a punk song, angry and over quickly, potentially powerful but quickly forgotten. But now I realize that hopefully my life is something like an extended jazz solo, retreading familiar ground over and over, but trying to find something new and interesting to say each time. Sometimes out, sometimes not quite what you expect, but that's when it's at its most interesting. But ultimately, far more entertaining to perform than to listen to, except on the rare occasions when it's excellent.
That was really good. I really like that. I
Thank
liked
you.
the punk bit, because we definitely have that in common. Yeah, I really like it. What sort of sparked it this week?
I don't know. It's another one of these vaguely existential things that I do. I just seem quite whiny. But you know what I mean? It was more trying to realize that just because things aren't how I used to think they would be doesn't mean that they're not necessarily better. Or at least as good, or at least impossible to apply value judgments such as good and better to.
Yes, yeah. I think it's kind of easy to sort of think it sounds a bit whiny when it's sort of that, like, sort of personal, but it's kind of about something so kind of introspective. But I think that doesn't mean that other people can't relate to it.
Yeah, I mean that's the hard thing about poetry, isn't it? Because I mean, other than great narrative poetry and stuff, most you're trying to write something about your feelings and about the inside of you. But if you have self-worth problems, then it kind of feels like that's a subject that's not worth talking about a bit, and that when you do, you sort of have to apologize for it a bit.
When in actual fact, that's sort of the subject that's most worthwhile because pretty much everyone at some point in their life could relate to it.
Objectively, you may be right.
But it
It's
doesn't
hard to
feel like
feel like
that.
you're right, isn't
Yeah,
it?
I know it, but I don't feel it. It's a phrase I often use in life.
So, Rachel, you were talking last week about your exploration of standard forms. Are you doing more of that, or have you stepped aside from that this week?
I'm having a little break from that because I've almost written another villain out to sort of explore kind of how you can sort of adapt the rhyming lines, the sort of repeated lines, but sort of quite there. So I thought I'd do that next week, hopefully. But this week I have something different, sort of a return to what you might call Rachel form, which just doesn't exist. But my mum had a sort of a pretty tough week, really, and she's holding up, but I don't think she's holding up as well as she is pretending to. So this is about that. I can see you shaking, trying to hide your tired eyes. I see you hiding unopened bills and the way you laugh too loud. I notice how you sigh. I can see you're lonely from the way you sit alone. I can see you watching solemnly and the way your smile slips down. I notice and I know why. Because I'm here, I've always been. I want to wrap you up to take care of you, but I can't. I can't save the day. Make it all seem wonderful. I don't know the words to say. But I do see you. I see the way you hide.
So that's again very personal, but sort of not about you.
Yeah, I've decided to air other people's day laundry on this public forum instead. Sort of, it's obviously still from my point of view, but yeah, it's about someone else.
And it's a thing that you can do that I really can't, is to do observation of other people, I think. It's a thing that you've done. As a recurring thing that you've done. And this is I think this is the most explicitly you've done that, do you think?
Yeah, I think maybe also just with the intro as well, like, I'm not pretending this isn't about what it's about.
Yeah, but what I mean is, like, you'll often do a thing that's about something more general, and there'll be bits that are you and bits that are keenly observed bits of other people.
Mm.
Whereas something like this is literally just your perspective on someone else.
Yeah, it sounds a bit harsh, actually, now we sort of
describe it.
Like, do you think... I don't know if I would have been happy if someone would have written this about me. What do you think?
There's an intimacy to it. So I understand how anything intimate can feel invasive.
Mm.
But it's all about the context, I guess. Like, you're not making any assumptions. You're not placing any value judgments.
Mm.
You're relating the way an observation is impacting you, the topography of that mapping.
Yeah, I suppose I'm just sort of kind of writing what I see, but like through the sort of
prism, periscope, what are you pointing
sort
at?
Sort of. Like blinkers? Binoculars, but like...
I'm not quite sure what you're minding.
No, I don't know either. So I'm sort of writing down what I see happening, but obviously it's coming out via how it's making me feel, which is then obviously captured in the poem.
Yes, and I mean, it's hard to know how to talk more about it without being far too invasive because of the nature of it and stuff. So hence the trying to talk about it in big abstract sweeps. But do you think we've covered what you want to say around it?
Yeah, I think so. I don't, you know, it's just a thing. It was sort of about this week in my life. Just sort of wanted to put it out there and then, you know, hopefully next week will be better.
Listeners, if you think this has sounded a bit scrappy, just be glad you haven't heard all the bits that I've had to edit out because we wandered tiredly down blind conversational alleys and had to back ourselves out of them.
Yeah, this has probably been one of the worst recordings for that so far, but we are both very tired.
And I don't think they're the worst poems we've done.
No, and we'll be better next week.
And it's all swings and roundabouts. And in the meantime, you can follow us on the Twitter at IncompletelyArt.
Or follow us on Tumblr at incompletelyarticulate.tumblr.com.
You can listen to our entire back catalogue, courtesy of Pinnereal Tea, who host us on the SoundClouds. Thank you to them.
And also, we have everything we've ever done is also on our iTunes. So if you search Incompletely Articulate and then click subscribe, then each new episode will just fall into your device.
You can put thumbs on us on the Facebooks.
Yes, we have a group. So if you, again, search for Incompletely Articulate and like us, then I post stuff on there, all the links to us on various other corners of the interwebs.
And we're going to do one of those vague begs for interaction. We just love to know what you think about us.
Yes, review or just drop us a message, let us know what you think.
If you're going to review one of the better ones than this, though, maybe.
Definitely, yeah, go back, find a good one, better one. This has been all right.
Yeah, this hasn't been terrible.
It's getting worse the way we keep talking about it. Right, okay, we'll speak to you next week. Pinnereal Tea.